Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday. One half of your sports bros here. I am Isaac.
Sada.
That's me. Big Sook is not over there. He is still in Portugal. He'll be back Tuesday. Remember, no show Monday due to the Seahawks. We do have Schultzy over there. Vibe check, Schultzy. We got about 5 minutes till first pitch.
35 minutes. It's a 5:33 first pitch tonight.
Oh, okay.
Feeling okay right now. Just excited, hopeful that they can. It's a second chance to really put their cleat on the throat of the Toronto Blue Jays today.
That's right.
It's a second chance.
That's right.
So feeling good. Nervous, but good.
So when do you go do your drugs?
Not till I get home.
Oh, okay.
I gotta wait.
All right. Well, I'm watching the Dodgers and Brewers in here. For those not following, it is game three. Dodgers already up 2-0. This one's back in L.A. It is in the bottom of the sixth. They have just pulled Miz and gone to their closer. So the Brewers are kind of on the ropes here. It is 2-1 Dodgers.
Their closer's name is Abner, by the way.
Yeah.
I love that.
His name's Abner, but he doesn't look like someone who
named
would be
Abner.
Named Abner at all.
No, he's from the Dominican Republic.
Yeah. So. But he is good.
Yep.
Abner Uribe.
Abner Uribe. That is one of the coolest Major League Baseball names right now.
Dude's filthy. You watched him?
Yes.
He is filthy good.
Yeah, it's like, Munoz or Uribe? I'm Munoz, but
Uribe's
good.
Munoz by a little.
Like just a tiny bit, yeah.
But, so they got runners on first and third. Tommy Edman just got an RBI single. And, you know, the thing about it is, Tyler Glasnow pitched well today. So I just did the math.
Yeah.
The Dodgers starting pitchers in this series, 22 and two-thirds innings, they have given up 2 earned runs. 2.
Jeez. So averaging 7 1/3 each starter so far?
Yeah, so Yamamoto went the distance, gave up 1 run. Snell went 8 and gave up no runs. And Glasnow went 5 2/3 and gave up 1 run today. I mean, look, dude, and then they got Ohtani coming up next. Like, that. How the hell is anybody going to beat the stupid Dodgers?
Yeah.
If they're doing that.
The Brewers don't have the bats. They just don't.
That's the thing. You hope that if the Mariners get them, you know, you can, Cal Raleigh can MVP their ass. The Salem Cop.
I mean, they lost that, as you pointed out, got swept in that final series of the regular season. Although I don't think that was very competitive, so don't use that as a reference. But yeah, Dodgers.
I am going to use that as a reference. They played 3 games at the end of the season. That's the only time they've met this year. I'm talking about Dodgers and Mariners.
Yep.
And the Dodgers won all 3, and the Mariners scored all of 6 runs.
And they came back and beat them in one of those games as well.
Yeah.
I think
they got 2 from Munoz. Yeah. They did the unthinkable. They got 2 off of Munoz and his cat Matilda in the 9th inning. Who does that? Who was the last team to do that? Besides them.
Yeah, seriously, like
that guy's unbelievable.
Somebody in July that I can't remember.
No, but seriously though, if we're talking just real quick, Munoz, so since Mariano Rivera, I was thinking about this the other day. Is Munoz the best? Oh, Jesus.
Dodgers going crazy?
Well, yeah. Your boy Abner threw over to first base and threw it away. So another run is in, 3-1.
Just pitch to the plate, kid.
Yeah. Yeah, why are you even worried about that guy?
I hate that. Yeah, it's like, all right, you're already down 2-1. I get you don't want to lose the double play, but focus on the hitter, bud.
Or if you're going to throw over there, just, you know, don't put it in the dirt,
yeah,
goober.
Yeah, first baseman always say, hey, if you're going to miss it, miss it low.
So if you, okay, so since Rivera, is Munoz the most locked down closer that we've seen in playoff baseball? Wade Davis of my Royals was nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And Munoz kind of reminds me of him where in the Royals back then in that 2-year stretch, they had, well, actually, no, I think only one of the years, they went Kelvin Herrera in the 7th, Greg Holland in the 8th, and Wade Davis in the 9th. All three of those guys could have been lockdown closers for any other team. So that was the advantage, that one of the advantages the Royals had back then when they were good, is you got to the 7th inning, chances are you were not coming back because they would throw Herrera and then Holland and then Davis. So Wade Davis, in the year that the Royals actually won the World Series beating the Mets, he pitched 25 innings and gave up one run in that postseason. So is Munoz the best closer since Wade Davis or Mariano Rivera for the play in the postseason?
I mean, it's like half the league only has like defined closers every year anyways. So like, I feel like this is a bit easier question to answer because of that, but
I can't think of another one.
Yeah. Like I don't really, cause guys in the past, like you talk about the Dodgers who've been there a lot, like Trinan's not a closer, you know, like none of those guys are really like true closers.
Well, they had Gagne back in the day. You remember that?
But was that playoff success? No, because you're saying... Yeah, I'm talking about... We could talk Trevor Hoffman, Billy Wagner all day, but that's not what we're going.
Yeah.
We're going postseason, which...
Yeah, just a postseason run where it just feels like if you... The thing the Mariners have going for them, one of the things they have going for them, is if you get to the 9th inning, or even in this instance, maybe the 8th.
I would even say the 7th, yeah.
Munoz... Well, Brash and Munoz... Good luck. Those guys are nasty.
And man, Bizzardo has been clutch with those middle innings as well, and they've even called him in the 8th. Like, there's a lot more options for a team like Seattle. But then, hell man, if you don't get to the starter of the other team, your bullpen doesn't matter. So, I get what you're saying.
But I don't know. It's just, it's got to be nice to, it's a nice feeling to have the closer in your hip pocket. Like, it would be terrifying to be a Dodger fan, even though they're just obviously the best team. But when Trinan comes in, or that lefty that they bring in, or even Sasaki, you're like, oh God, you're like holding on to, you're holding your breath. It's just such a luxury to have Munoz throw out there. You just feel really, really good about it. It's a nice feeling.
I did forget one Dodger in this conversation. Kenley Jansen, when they were on a run in the postseason in the 2010s, he had, I think,
he
a few saves
awesome.
In a row. Yeah.
Right.
But that's the thing, man. Like, what, Aroldis Chapman a little bit? But I don't think he was on, like, a run year after year after year, so.
I feel like he's a little too volatile. I don't remember him ever. I mean, he's dominant.
Yeah.
But also could give up five, you know, kind of one of those guys. I don't know. Munoz.
Oh, Craig Kimbrell, guy that gets down into that.
Kimbrell?
Yeah, remember for the Braves? I think he's somebody that you could put
on that
list.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go look at some of their numbers, some of their playoff numbers, because I don't think of them as that. I mean, they were good closers.
Like lockdown.
But not like this. You know, like unhittable. Like Munoz, you really, I mean, you're not hitting him.
His slider is his best pitch.
Oh,
that's
God.
The thing about Munoz, is he's got 102 mile an hour fastball, and his slider's a better pitch.
Yeah, I guess it's more the feeling of the pitcher that comes in that you just know you're good. You know you're good. And Wade Davis was certainly that for the Royals, and Munoz is that for the Mariners. Okay, we are anxiously awaiting first pitch, Mariners, Blue Jays. It is Scherzer, who has two different colored eyes that makes him look crazy, even though he kind of is crazy from what they say. And he will be going against Luis Castillo. Okay. So if you're just tuning in, we interviewed Dan Lanning earlier. You can catch that podcast anywhere you get your podcasts. We will not have the video of me staring into space as I interview Dan Lanning because We were not on YouTube at the time. Our YouTube stream, now up, was down. So, yeah, go back and give Dan Lanning a listen as they we preview a little bit of Rutgers, talk about travel in the Big Ten. We talk about, you know, people sniffing around his coaches and how he handled moving to Oregon when he was still coaching at Georgia. So all of that on the Dan Lanning interview, courtesy of Philbrook Law. This hour, I've got the list of the top 10 most expensive buyouts in college football in honor of James Franklin. And I got to get to this. We'll do this one next. UTEP did a study, and it shows that referees in the NFL favor the Chiefs in the playoffs. So we'll tell you what that study said and what it means when we return. Stay with us, won't you? This is 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, God, the Dodgers have gone to Blake Treinen.
Well, it's over. It's shaky.
Oh, boy. Either that or they're just like, they think so little of the Brewers. They're like, ah, just put Treinen in there.
He's fine. It's fine.
Well, he closed it out last night, barely. Or was that game one?
That was one, because two, yeah. It was Yamamoto nine.
Yeah, he closed out game one.
Didn't need nobody.
All right, let's look at this, this Chiefs story. A lot of people talking about this. Now, the hard part with this is the actual study is behind a paywall, so you can't read through all of it. And so it sort of depends on who's disseminating the Cliff Notes to you, because the headlines vary based on who put out the headline.
I'm shocked.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like one of those things. But here is what we do know it says. Okay, so this is research conducted by the University of Texas at El Paso, UTEP. And it suggests that what we are seeing on screen isn't an anomaly or your imagination. The Kansas City Chiefs are indeed receiving favorable whistles in their biggest games. in a data set spanning more than 13,000 penalty calls from 2015 through 2023, researchers found that postseason officiating has disproportionately favored the Mahomes-era Chiefs, coinciding with their rise as one of the NFL's most marketable franchises. The theory, developed by the lead author of the study, his name is Spencer Barnes, assistant professor of finance at UTEP, considers essential moments such as playoffs and nationally televised games. The study states that when the league's financial health is at stake, rule enforcement may subtly shift to protect market appeal. The study likely only covers a small portion of Travis Kelce's relationship with music mogul Taylor Swift. Remember, she's only been there for a couple years. So it doesn't, you know the NFL loves the Taylor Swift uptick, but that wouldn't explain all the way back to 2015. It says, in playoff games, penalties against Kansas City's opponents were 2.36 more yards than average. Flags were also 23% more likely to result in a first down in favor of the Chiefs. The study adds that subjective calls, such as roughing the passer and pass interference, occurred 28% more frequently. Now, I would tread lightly, but maybe toss out, is 23% more likely to result in a first down in favor of the Chiefs? Is that significant? Is 28% more frequently, the subjective calls? Is that 28%? I mean, it's not that much. How many flags are in a game?
Well, it's 1 in 4. So if you think about statistically, like that could.
But let's say you get 13 penalties in a game. Okay.
So 3 of them aren't like real penalties?
Well, but some of those are on the other team.
Yeah.
So you're saying just for the Chiefs, 28%. So it's a couple penalties a game.
Yeah. So this is either way. It's either helping the Chiefs with a penalty against the other team or for their team.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a big deal here. It's not just like a roughing Pat Mahomes and then they get extra yards. I got you.
Sports Illustrated previously reported that Mahomes gets 0.12 roughing the passer penalties per postseason game, up significantly. Wait, what did I say? 0.12?
Yeah.
0.412 roughing the passer penalties per postseason game, up significantly from the 0.12 league average. During the regular season, the pattern is reversed. According to the study, the Chiefs get less than average yardage on penalties and are less likely to produce first downs compared to league norms. According to UTEP, the Chiefs have an advantage in the high leverage moments during the playoffs, but other dynasties, like the Patriots, did not show a similar advantage. Barnes said the fact that postseason penalties consistently favor one franchise, while similar dynasties showed no such pattern, points to the powerful role of financial incentives in shaping supposedly neutral decisions. Does it? That's kind of a leap, is not? I mean, that's... Well, let's continue on, then we'll talk about it. Okay, this says, okay, I think that's it. That's what we wanted to report to you.
Okay, I mean, that's...
Okay, so 23%, 28%, Mahomes roughing, they said 0.412 as opposed to league average 0.12. See, that seems, significant. One, I would say that it's 100% speculative that the Chiefs get more calls in the playoffs is tied to money. Like that.
Yeah, there's no connection.
There's no, like, okay, so it's one thing. We learned here that there is evidence to suggest that the Chiefs do get more subjective calls in the playoffs. We can kind of see that with our own eyes, by the way. That's been a narrative. It's like, it does seem that way, but I often kind of think that good teams, particularly dynasties, it's amazing how often we think that that happens because they're just good. So we did learn that there is evidence to suggest that the Chiefs get more calls, but saying that that is tied to money and it's tied to the league's revenues, that is totally theoretical. Like, I don't know how he... Again, it's behind a paywall, so we don't see the entire reasoning, but that's completely unproven. Like, that's just a theory. So the other thing too, maybe the Chiefs are good at drawing flags.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Some teams are. Maybe their play calls in big playoff moments are more likely to draw flags. I don't know.
Well, that's actually, this is in big moments. I would love a list of the exact penalties that were studied, because I think it's imperative to look at the moments that it was, you know, for Kansas City as opposed to another team. Like, just saying, like, in a general sense that they had more penalties called for them in the playoffs, that doesn't tell me the complete story.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Like, this is behind a paywall.
Well, I know, I get we that. Can't, but
I'm sure it's all in there, but we can't.
Yeah.
Or let me guess, we could. I don't know who I got to pay, but I'm not going to pay him. So that's what I'm saying. This is a weird story because it's already in the headlines and it's just kind of cliff noted at the major points, but we don't get all of the data. That is a problem.
Well, and who knows if there's data there. It could just be a wrap up of the whole point that we've heard to this, you know, to this part of the article, and just saying like, well, there you go. Like, yeah, you're right. It doesn't talk about the connection for money. I mean, are we talking like betting wise? Are we talking from sponsors?
He's talking about the NFL needs the Chiefs to be good. The Chiefs and Taylor Swift and their dynasty, like that whole thing means dollars to them. And I guess that's true. I think what they're saying is the Chiefs are more popular than past dynasties like the Patriots. And they are. They're more fun to watch.
Yeah.
And they probably get better ratings, which means more revenue.
They also exist in the social media era, too. So
yeah, well, I mean, so did the Patriots.
But not like, TikTok didn't exist. Like, the young kids now, yeah. I mean, you see all the leagues, not just the NFL. It is imperative upon their social media, like, arms to be on TikTok. So they're trying to get those younger viewers, too. So
that's tied to money, and so that's their hypothesis. It's just, I don't know how they draw that conclusion that it's about that, because the reality is the NFL is not desperate for ratings. Like, they kill it no matter who plays. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's kind of silly to suggest, oh, the NFL really needs the Chiefs. No, it actually kind of doesn't.
People are throwing a Super Bowl party, whether it's the Arizona Cardinals in the game or not.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Well, and, you know, by that theory, couldn't you say that if the NFL really didn't like the Patriots being a dynasty, did they try to kill the Patriots being a dynasty?
Mm.
It didn't seem like it.
No.
It didn't. If they did, it didn't work. I mean, maybe the Deflategate stuff, you could, you know, conspiracy theory opportunities there, but I don't know, man. I think this is a little, I would imagine it is true. You know, they did study it. It is true that the Chiefs get more calls in the playoffs. But I go back, 23%, 28%. Is that really that significant?
Yeah, it's down to the specific calls for me. That's where I need to really see. It's like, okay, are we referring to like, oh, this is why they made the Super Bowl 1 year? Like, I understand paywalls, but I bet even behind the paywall, there's not even a more complete picture. I don't trust people's research anymore, Rob. I just don't.
Well, I'm guessing the research is sound.
Okay.
But what I think, where we're getting lost here is the fact that nobody's actually read the research. You know what I mean? Like, it's all just, oh, see? It just comes, it's a headline.
Yep.
And it's clickbait, and it's like, ah! And then that's enough for us. I don't know. I'm a little skeptical of that. But anyway, you know what's weirder with the Chiefs is, did you know that their left tackle is missing?
Well, they can't find him? Like,
correct.
He's a missing person?
Correct.
I miss this. What?
So did you watch Chiefs Lions?
Yes.
So at the start of the game, they did mention it. They came on and they said the Chiefs are having to start a new left tackle tonight. And I think the guy might have been hurt. His name's Josh Simmons. He's the rookie left tackle.
Yeah, okay.
He's good. And they came on, they said the Chiefs just found out today they have to start a different guy at left tackle. Apparently Mahomes found out in walkthrough on Sunday that Simmons was gone. They said maybe a family emergency, but no one knows. And Andy Reid was asked about it yesterday, and he has no clue when he's coming back. He just said, you just need to talk to the GM. Nobody knows what's going on with Josh Simmons. He is not with the team.
The situation described as extremely serious by multiple Chiefs officials Thursday. So earlier today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The team described it as extremely serious and a family matter.
And okay.
The insider, Nate Taylor, said that he was fearful about whatever was causing Simmons' absence. Like, those are...
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, that's...
It's very weird.
Yeah. I don't want to speculate. That's just not good.
Yeah, we shouldn't speculate, but why wouldn't you just say a family matter, he'll be back when he can? It's just weird terminology.
A couple of other teammates have said that they were praying for him. Like, I'm reading what I can, and I'm reading what other people are saying publicly. So,
yeah. Okay, well, coming up next, let's get back to college football. I have the 10 most expensive buyouts. Well, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes, 10. And is Dan Lanning on the list? We'll get to that next, okay? But first, Schultze with SportsCenter. Luis Castillo has the ball. Warm-ups are over. Batter stepping in, George Springer and his weird hair. Have you seen his hair, George Springer's
hair?
He is
balding. Like,
yes.
Dude.
What is he doing?
He's letting it go. He's not touching. It's like there's two spots, one in the center back of his head and then one like on one side, and they're just they're going.
But
and
then he's also trying that faux hawk thing, like as if he's still got hair. Like, what? Dude, shave your head,
yeah,
man.
Just shave it, bro. Like, that's...
Come on, brah.
Come on.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, of course. Got it right to Randy.
All right. God. Line drive out. Okay, so yeah, they're underway in Seattle. The roof is open.
Okay.
They are better with the roof open.
They are.
And it is 57 degrees. Looks a little on the chilly side, but we're underway. And Leo Rivas is starting.
Yeah, they made a little change to the lineup, removing one Victor Robles. Don Canzone, who was DHing, is now in right field. Polanco moves from second to designated hitter, allowing one of the heroes so far this postseason for the Mariners, one Leo Rivas to get in at second. And I like that play. I think that's a good change to the lineup.
Why did we do that?
Because Robles hasn't had a very good postseason so far, batting-wise. He's only had like a hit or two, and I think it's just a way of getting what Dan Wilson views as like a hot hand, because Leo Rivas was great during the regular season for Seattle. You asked me where he came from a couple of days ago.
Yeah, never heard of him.
He's kind of one of those guys like equal to like the Toronto career minor leaguer that's come up and had a good, you know, couple of replacements.
Well, I will say,
times for the Mariners,
watching the Mariners in the postseason.
Yeah.
That I think it's like 6, 7, 8. Where they go Suarez, Canzone, Robles.
Yeah, and that's...
That is a black hole.
They needed to pick that 8-hole up tonight. Canzone, I think, is still batting 7, and it's Rivas now in that 8-hole. Crawford still at the 9.
I like Crawford at 9, but when you go Suarez... Because Suarez is just not... I guess he almost hit a home run the other night, but...
He's had a home run and a double this postseason.
But he's a whiff machine. Like, when you go him,
yeah.
Canzone, Robles... Just not good.
Oh, no, Crawford's batting 8th. Sorry, so Rivas is batting 9th. Okay. Actually, I'm not sure I like that.
So they switched it up.
They did. It looks like, they're going to challenge it or take a look at it, but 1-2-3. First inning for Castillo, baby.
I have to report to you that Schultze has been pacing back and forth in the other booth over there. Now that we're underway, he's sitting down because he has to because of the show, but during the break, he was all over the place.
Yeah, I'm to the point where... It was, 5 minutes before first pitch? I'm in my feels. My throat's in my stomach. This isn't good.
Okay, college football. I have the 10 most expensive buyouts. Now, this is in honor of James Franklin, rest in peace. He will get paid, what do they say, like 56 or something million dollars just to not coach. Still one of the most amazing things in sports, that coaches get paid that kind of money to not coach.
I know.
It's incredible.
These aren't—they're not even guaranteed contracts either. They're like memorandums of understanding. So the fact that these are paid out is fascinating.
Well, Cignetti's—you know—he got a raise today. Cignetti, his is guaranteed. They said $93 million guaranteed for Cignetti.
So
he's going to get that no matter what.
Yeah,
they're not. Basically, they just said, "Look, you're our guy. Thank you for turning around our program. We are not going to fire you. We have you for 8 years." That's probably what he wanted because he's 64. That gets him to 72, and he can ride off into the sunset. He said, "I want to retire a Hoosier." So yeah, I don't know. It may not work out, but that's what you got to do to keep a coach these days. So these buyouts, man. So Franklin at $57 million, which is a huge buyout, which is why a lot of people thought that Penn State would not pay it. That is actually only 8th amongst the highest college football coach payouts. Would you like to hear the top 7?
Oh, lay them on me, baby.
Okay, I will. Matt Rhule, believe it or not, $55 million. I'm starting at 10, by the way.
Okay.
Oh wait.
10 to 1. Is that
2,
how you're going?
3, 4, 5, 6.
Counting live production.
I have 11.
I have
11. Sorry.
I like that. You got an honorable mention, too.
Honorable mention is Matt Rhule.
Okay.
Did you know he has a $55 million buyout?
That's not surprising. He's a jumper. He's gone from...
That's crazy.
I mean, Baylor...
But that's true.
...to North Carolina...
You're right.
...to Carolina, excuse me, and then back to Nebraska. They wanted to ensure he'd be around for a couple years.
Yeah, they said, yeah, if you're going to come here, we want you, but we need you to stay. And it sounds like he might. He came out and said, you know, because he played at Penn State. He came out and said, you know, I got everything I need here. Kind of like what Dan Lanning said. Okay, number 10, believe it or not, it is Dan Lanning.
All right.
His buyout is $56 million if they fire him without cause. He will have to pay Oregon $20 million if he leaves for another job. Number 8 was Franklin. Oh, wait, no, sorry. Number 9 was Franklin. Number 8 is Dabo at $60 million.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Definitely makes sense. Got a championship. Number 7, Mario Cristobal, $61
million. Not a little surprising, but Miami gave him a Brinks truck when they hired
him. Yeah, again, that's a guy that they had to, you know, they were luring him hard. And
he was a hot candidate at the time, for sure.
He was, but he... Was he, though? He wanted that Miami job because, you know, he went there, but...
Yeah, I think they were...
I don't know how hot he was.
I mean, maybe the amount of money was more trying to just prove that they could try. They're going for some stability here, and, you know, with the long time, you know, alum guy. I don't know.
That was more of just a fit, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's at $60 million. Brian Kelly, $62 million at LSU. Mike Norvell, $63 million. Hey-o.
Damn.
They ain't firing him, I don't. No. I bet that, because Penn State did, and they'll pay the $56 million. I don't think Florida State pays Norvell to go away.
No.
Yet. Maybe next year. Although, if they lose to Stanford. So, the top four buyouts. Steve Sarkisian, $64 million. Kalen DeBoer, $70 million.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Lincoln Riley, buyout $90 million. He ain't going anywhere.
No.
And the number one buyout amongst college football coaches is Kirby Smart, $118 million to buy his ass out.
Wow.
That is crazy.
And I don't think any of those 10 are going anywhere, Rob, like, for a long time.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I mean, Norvell is the one. Well, Franklin did get fired, so one is going somewhere, home.
I guess a lot of the other coaches have success right now, so.
Well, Norvell's struggling. They beat Alabama. They haven't done anything since. And like I said, they lose to Stanford this week. They're going to Stanford across the country. They lose that game? Oh, baby.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah. I mean, like, Kalen DeBoer has stabilized. You know, Sark at Texas is interesting if, you know, let's say they don't make the playoff this year and then next year they come out and struggle. Yeah, they'll be whispers. They'll be impatient down there. But those are your top 10 most expensive buyouts in college football. Dan Lanning at $56 million. All right, travel in the Big Ten. It's a thing, but how much? We'll get to that next on The Fan. Well, the over-under on walks by Max Scherzer tonight was 1.5. He walked 2 of the first 3 batters.
That's insane.
What a lock that was.
I mean, maybe they expected him only to be in like 4 innings, but yeah. There you go.
Yeah, because he's been wild all year.
I mean, he didn't pitch that much. I think he had like a near 6 ERA when he did pitch in the regular season. He's getting old, so
yeah,
he's probably injured.
He looks terrible.
He did not look on. He luckily got out of the inning with a double play, Jorge Polanco hitting it right behind second base. Sucks. They had 1 out and 2 on. Did not cash in. Still scoreless.
The crafty righty.
But Luis did look good in the first inning, so hopefully, man, what does he have, like 6, now 7 innings, 1 hit so far, no runs given up in the playoffs.
Yeah, that guy's bringing it.
Yeah, let's cross my fingers. Let's continue that.
So we were talking with Dan Lanning earlier about travel in the Big Ten. You know, they went Chicago, home, Pennsylvania, home, now to New Jersey. It's a lot of travel. It is a thing, and it is what it is. I mean, you know, it's not... Yeah, it just, they know it's coming and you just handle it as best you can. He said they do a lot of yoga before and after these long flights. He says he likes to keep them busy on the flights, 5-hour flight. But can it affect your performance in the games? Well, I think cumulatively it can. That is hard on your body. But, you know, the Ducks are pretty good about, you know, I think they're a well-conditioned team. I think they're cutting edge in terms of some of the things that they're doing to keep guys' bodies right. So that said, it's human nature. It's not easy. Now, I think the thing about travel in the Big Ten, and the ACC, I guess, would be this way too. You've got Florida State coming all the way out to Stanford. So I think there are two scenarios where it really would affect your team. And this has actually been proven in terms of, you know, it's like the betting market looks at these things and it's a thing. Doesn't mean your team won't win, but it's much tougher. And it's two different scenarios. It's when West Coast teams are playing on the East Coast at a time when they'd normally be sleeping. That's a problem.
Ooh, okay.
Right? So that would be like a night game on the, or no, that would be an early game on the East Coast. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, yeah, on the East Coast.
Yeah, so like Rutgers flying back for an Oregon game.
No, no, a West Coast team playing on the East Coast at a time when they'd normally be sleeping. So it'd be a late game. It'd be a late East Coast game.
Yeah.
Like, or an East Coast team playing on the West Coast when they'd normally be at breakfast.
What's like the latest start for an East Coast college football like game? Like 7, 8 Eastern?
Well, the Rutgers game is 6:30 out there.
Yeah.
But that's 3:30 Oregon body clock time.
Yeah.
So that's probably not that big of a deal.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what the latest time would be. But if you got, like, UCLA had one recently. Did they go... They went back east. God, what time was that game? East Coast teams playing on the West Coast when they'd normally be at breakfast has also been a problem. And I think that applies to Maryland this weekend. They are... No, I have that backwards, don't I?
Probably.
You're not listening. I know you're watching the Mariners.
No, I'm listening to you. I'm thinking, just trying to follow.
I'm thinking through this. I screwed it up. It's West Coast teams playing on the East Coast at a time when they'd normally be at breakfast.
Okay.
That makes more sense. And then East Coast teams playing on the West Coast when they'd normally be sleeping.
Like when Oregon was at Northwestern for their 9 a.m. kick. That's what you're saying is a problem.
Yeah, because they would normally be at breakfast. Exactly.
It's like it's those. A 6 a.m. time.
Although that's,
yeah.
That's Midwest. Gotcha. Or that's Central time. Yeah, I had it backwards.
But
I'm
close
sorry.
Enough. That's the closest example I could think of.
But
locally,
think about an East Coast team playing on the West Coast where they would normally be sleeping. So it'd be like if you know, Oregon kicks at 7 o'clock hosting Rutgers.
Yeah.
It's 10-something their time.
Exactly.
So those two scenarios, if you watch in the ACC and the Big Ten, those two scenarios are something to keep an eye on in terms of teams really being behind the eight ball with travel. I think we got there.
I got there.
I
understand.
It was hard, but we got there.
I've got ADHD, and I understand you. So there we go.
Hey, ADHD, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it makes life fun sometimes. A little annoying other times. But
are you on meds?
I've tried. They kind of make me a little too, so try something else.
Now, what would mean?
Just go, 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 like you would like me.
Well, we love you.
No, I appreciate it, but if I felt like that, which was just overbearing, like, oh my gosh, I need to do something, oh my gosh. Like, it was like almost an Uber, it was like too focused. It's like, what do I got to do next? What
too focused,
yeah,
okay.
It's like, okay, I need to find a happy medium here.
Hmm. Well, maybe, you know, smaller dose or something. You know, I'm no doctor, but...
No, Dr. Rop, let's go.
All right. Well, the NBA starts next week, and I couldn't care any less.
Blazers play tonight. Did you know that?
I did not. Who are they playing?
It's their final preseason matchup. Let's see.
Have they won in the preseason yet?
Yes, I think they won one. They play the Utah Jazz in Salt Lake tonight. Woo!
Okay.
6 p.m. So what? Yeah, 5 minutes from now.
When is their first game? Next Wednesday?
The 18th, I thought. Or no, that would be this Friday. Yeah, but hold on.
Holding.
Blazers regular season.
There is one cool thing I saw. Is the reason why I bring it up.
Yeah, next Wednesday, the 22nd. Yeah.
Who are they playing?
Who
are they going to lose to?
The Timberwolves.
Ah.
Minnesota. And that is at home at Moda.
Exciting.
Oh, I won't be there. Who am I kidding? Who am I kidding?
You're a big Blazer fan, though. You should be there. Support your team, Schultzy.
I am a diehard Blazers fan, but...
you probably have Mariners World Series to be watching.
I mean, next week, I don't think the World Series starts yet, but yeah, it just...
Doesn't? Do we have to wait a week or something between?
It's I think game sevens are on Monday of the CSs, and then game one of the series is that Friday. So like the 24th.
Oh, man. Neither of these are going seven either, so we're going to have to wait a whole week.
I mean, I don't know, man. It may go seven at least.
Damn it.
The Seattle-Toronto series, I don't know about that, buddy. Like, it could. Just depends on what happens tonight.
Don't buddy me. It's not going seven.
All right.
Mariners in five.
You want to place a wager on that? No, you know what? I don't, because I like what you're saying, Mariners in five. I'm not going to fight that. I don't want to win money. Are you kidding me? I just want them to win.
No, I could care less about the NBA opening, but one thing I did saw was what happened in Boston. And the Celtics had their they had a media basketball game, which, you know, whatever.
That's kind of awesome, though.
Well, it's more awesome when you hear what they did with it. Did you see this?
No, but I'm excited to hear who the hell played in it or how they promoted it, what they do.
Well, we've played in media games before, you know, where they're like, oh, we love you. Come on down. Yeah. We'll do it. Whatever.
We've done that.
Who cares? But Joe Mazzulla, the Celtics coach, had the media play the coaches. And I don't know if you've seen who's on the Celtics staff, but they're all ex-NBA players.
I was going to say, it's a starting lineup of former guys, right? It has to be.
Dude, do you know what the final score was?
I don't know what the score
they kept score.
70 to 10?
Oh, very close. Coaches, 57.
There we go.
Media, 4.
So they didn't even get double digits.
They scored 4. Yeah. I don't even know how they scored 4.
A couple of cherry pickers, probably. Seriously, that's the only way. Nobody hit a 3. Nobody drew a foul.
God. One reporter said, they said it was so fun that one reporter did a whole story on it and said that getting the ball past half court felt like a victory to them. So coaches were running traps, dude. They were like backcourt trapping
the media. I want the Blazers to do this because I want to come off the bench and try to hit a corner three. I won't be able to, but I want the Blazers.
Well,
to
you got Chance.
Okay,
that he'd lock you down. I'm sorry, Schultzy. I know you can.
No,
I know you can ball, but I'm guessing he'd lock you down.
Former NBA champion. Yeah, I think so.
Now, I am not aware of who else is on their staff. Are they ex NBA guys? Players?
I think they've got a couple. Let's see. Tiago Splitter.
Oh, dear.
Yes, you're done. I don't know. The other guy, yeah, Ronnie Burrell, maybe? And then, like, Nate Bjorkson was not in the NBA.
Okay.
I don't know about St. Andrews. Quentin Crawford. James Posey, also another former NBA dear. Player. So yeah. There's at least 3 that I know of.
We're in trouble.
Yeah,
except
with those 3.
You know, we have, though, on our side, we got Danny Meringue.
Yeah. Yeah,
that dude will drop 40 on those coaches.
Yeah, dude, he's gonna just break Chauncey's ankles every play.
Well, I think that's great what Mazzulla did.
I love that.
And the media said they loved it. They were terrified, but they had fun with it. And the coaches, I guess, were going at him. I just wonder what the score would be if the media played the team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, would they even score? They wouldn't score.
No, they wouldn't score a damn point.
See, I'm really stunned that the media got 4 points. I actually think that's a pretty good score. They got 4 points against the coaches. That's not bad.
Like I said,
there is video of it, too. It's kind of funny.
I need to watch it.
Yeah.
Had to be a cherry picker, though. That's just hilarious, man.
Well, anyway, that got me excited for the NBA season. If that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what will. Maybe Russell Westbrook signing with the Kings.
Mariners playoff baseball's got me pretty excited.
Yeah, we know Schultz.
I know. Malcolm Brogdon retired. You see that?
Former Blazers great.
Yeah, like signed with the Knicks just a week before the season started. It's like, I'm out.
Well, we do have Kristaps as a Hawk. We have DeAndre Ayton as a Laker. We have Russell Westbrook as a King. And we have Al Horford as a Warrior. And Durant, he's with the Rockets. So you got that.
Yeah. Rockets will be all right.
Did Naylor just go yard?
Oh, he did!
Yes! Schultzy! Let's go!
Yes! I was looking at the glove, baby. Josh Naylor sneaks one over the wall. His second home run of the postseason. Mariners, you lead 1-0 right now in the bottom of the second. No one out.
You know what else you should be worried about with the NBA season starting? All of the skinny Luka talk. You're going to get so much skinny Luka talk.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be nauseating.
Redone Luka, the new Luka, Luka 2.0. I can already see the headlines.
All right, let's move on to the club. I've got some clock eaters, including power ranking the worst feelings. And we got to get to a story we ran out of time for last night. But how much would you pay to recline your seat on a flight? That's next, Club on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.